Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
The first hearing of Jeff's case comes up this morning. It's down for 10:30. So I suppose it'll be actually taking place pretty soon. No, I still can't realize what's happened. Jeff, my husband, an embezzler. And a stupid one at that. It's incredible. But it's true. I know I should have been to see him, but even if Uncle Tressida hadn't forbidden me to go near the lockup, I don't know how I could have faced Jeff. Oh, but it's mean and cowardly of me. I have to admit that to myself. To have and to hold, for better or worse. That's what I promised. Uncle Tressida, I'm going to the court.
You'll do nothing of the sort, Marcia. I'll not brook a word of argument.
Oh, please, dear, can't you be a little less ruthless? Suppose they won't allow him bail. He'll be in a cell for 3 weeks, knowing that none of us, not even me, his wife, would lift a finger for him. Oh, it's too much.
Marcia, if there was the slightest shred of doubt, the slightest, I'd give him his chance. All that had me thinking was, what made him do it? Well, we know that. How can you still... Oh, hang it, Marcia. You haven't any affection for him now, have you?
No. Oh, but if only I could convince myself that I was right to abandon him.
What should you do? Cuss it, the rotter? What's the time?
11:15.
Should be over by now. I'll ring Percy Fleming.
I should have been there, Uncle Tressida.
Oh, balderdash. And you wish to clear off somewhere, Marcia, for a month or two? Now, Millie. Mr. Fleming back yet? Mr. Bendigo here. Right, put him on. Yes, Marcia, it's the only sensible thing to do. Oh, Percy? What happened? Yes? Yes? Well, of course they committed him for trial. Yes? Oh, they did. He got his bail, Marcia. Stubbs worked it for him. Yes? How much? Good. I know for a fact he can't raise anything like that himself. He'll be scratching to find a surety for a tenth of it. All right, Percy. Thanks. I'll drop by this afternoon. Well, that'll keep him on ice to this trial. The magistrate, old Coots it was, granted him bail for 2,000 in his own bond and one surety for the, well, as they say, a like amount.
4,000 altogether.
Now, come along, my dear. I quite know how you feel. It's a terrible business, terrible. But you have to face up to it. Can't we put our heads together and work out a long trip away for you?
Uncle, his bail all tolls £4,000.
That's right. Where are you off to?
I'm going back to the flat. I hate to sound like Greta Garbo, but I want to be alone.
Well, Constable, what is it this time? You and I were getting to know each other quite well. Soon be real chummy.
Get your coat on. We're leaving.
Oh, so soon? Not being able to dig up 4,000 quid, I expect I'm on my way to the city jail.
We'll go to the desk where you were charged first. Collect your wallet and watch and so on.
I thought when you went from the police lockup to Quad, they kept your things.
You've been bailed out, as if you didn't know.
What? Who? Good Lord.
Young lady's waiting for you.
Marcia, thank the Lord she... Constable, I'll be right with you.
If you stand there much longer, Pilgrim, we'll be charging your rent. You must like our board and lodging.
Where is she, Constable?
Signing the book. Here she comes now.
Stella, you here too.
What do you mean too, Jeff, darling? Were you expecting a reception committee?
But where's Marcia?
Marcia? How should I know?
Just hang it all, I've just been bailed out.
I should know. I've been signing forms and breathing despair and disinfectant for half an hour. Let's get out of here. What do you say? You need a shave.
Are you trying to tell me that you raked up 4,000? Stella, what goes on?
I know. Where did I get the money?
All right, where did you get it?
I'm not going to tell you ever, and especially not here. The taxi's waiting.
And where are we going?
You better go to your flat and collect some stuff. We'll decide after that. Where did Jeff leave that checkbook? It's always here. Oh, what a pest. Still, I don't suppose it matters. I can get another one at the bank. Oh, and what's this? Why, Jeff!
Hello, Marcia. I rather hoped you wouldn't be here.
But you're supposed to be locked up still.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Why, Jeff, how did you get out?
Oh, the usual, you know. Someone sent me a piece of cake with a file in it, and I just sat there sawing my way out.
Now, please, don't talk like that. Not now. I was going to get the bail money for you. I'm here looking for your checkbook now.
Well, you needn't bother. Someone's beaten you to it.
Who?
Stella Bronson. Listen, are you actually going to spring me, as they say in the movies?
Yes.
It's a bit odd, isn't it? You could have let me know beforehand.
Oh, Jeff, you must believe me. I haven't known what to do. Uncle Chesedis...
Come here and look me straight in the eye, Marcia. Right. Now, this looks like the parting of the ways, but I'd like to know something first. Do you or don't you believe I tried to steal from your uncle?
Jeff, please, you're hurting my arms.
Do you or don't you, Marcia?
Well, you did, Jeff. You know you did. And Stella Bronson must know, too, or she would...
It's all right, you needn't go on.
What are you going to do? Jeff, where are you going?
I'm not staying here, I can tell you that.
Jeff, listen to me.
I've listened to you too long already, Marcia. I want my car, I want some clothes, and I want a razor. The rest is yours.
I won't have you taking this high-handed tone with me, Jeff. I was going to get you out, and it's more than you deserve. You're a thief. I get cold with shame to think I'm married to a thief. But I was going to do the right thing just the same.
Oh, that was noble of you.
Look, Jeff, I'm still your wife, and even if we are finished, I've a right to know where you're going and where you'll be.
You want us to be finished, don't you?
I couldn't. I could never live with you again, Jeff.
Oh, that's fair enough. I'll let you know my address as soon as I get one. Let's have the car keys, will you?
They're in it.
How many times have I told you never to leave the keys in the car, Marcia? There I go. Still playing your husband. Force of habit, I suppose.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff, why? Why did you have to do it? We were so happy for a little while.
I didn't do it, Marcia.
It's no use, Jeff. Uncle Chesedis says the same thing. If only you don't laugh like a man.
We're beating our heads against a wall. I'll get my things when you're not here. Goodbye, Marcia.
Goodbye.
Sorry if I'm a nuisance, Benny. When I was talking to Marcia half an hour ago, and I suddenly thought of something. I've been saying to myself, Pilgrim couldn't have worked the whole fraud himself. He must have had a confederate. Now, who would it be but Mistress Bronson? If I'm right...
If you're right.
Well, what do you think?
I think you're talking a lot of baloney.
What makes you so sure? The hand in glove sticks out a mile. Now, I'm a bit surprised it hadn't occurred to you yourself.
Now you listen to me, Chesedis. If Stella had been helping Pilgrim along, running about collecting the checks and paying them into the bank, she'd have had to be running in and out of here like a bluebottle fly. And I happen to know she hasn't. She's been on tap all the time. I should know. She works for me.
You might be right. But I still say it wants looking into. Yeah, well, I won't keep you. Might see you at the clubhouse on Saturday morning.
Say, Chesedis, just because you've got your knife into Stella, that doesn't make her out and out crook. Next thing, you'll be trying to tell me she was mixed up in that bank robbery they had about the bush.
Duh.
Oh.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so long, Stella. You can pay off the cab.
You're taking your car, are you?
Yes, getting my stuff later. Marcia was up there.
Oh.
Well, come on, hop out. May as well get going. Let's find a barber and a hotel room.
You can't go to a hotel in those clothes.
I suppose I can. I know. Titus Green will lend me a shirt. He could even put me up for a day or two.
But would he?
That's right. I keep forgetting. I'm a criminal out on bail, aren't I? Well, for the love of Pete, don't let's stand here nattering in the street all day. Jump out of the cabin into my car and let's get cracking before I blow up properly.
I'm not coming with you, Jeff.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to feel as though I'm stepping straight into Marcia's shoes on the strength of £4,000 worth of bail. And there's another reason, too.
Well, let's have it.
Mr. Cressida Bendigo's car's just pulled up on the other side of the street. Goodbye. I'll be seeing you.
44 Marlborough Court, please, driver.
He's out. That's the main thing. And we've 3 weeks to go. 3 weeks to wring the truth out of Harry Palmer or Millie Moffat. And I only hope Jeff's tough enough to do it my way. We might even start tonight.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.